This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Prime Minister and Chairperson of the CPN-UML KP Sharma Oli instructs party leaders and cadres to work actively to improve people's living standard. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak clarifies investigations against Rashtriya Swatantra Party chair are being carried out as per legal provisions ensuring his human rights. Sudur Pashim Royals qualifies for a playoff, defeating Pokhara Avengers in Nepal Premier League, and Israel plans to expand Golan Heights settlements after fall of Assad. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has instructed the party leaders and cadres to work actively to improve people's living standards. Addressing a program organized by the CPN-UML Central Organization Department at the party's central office in Lalitpur yesterday, the Prime Minister pointed out that ideological clarity and unity should be maintained within the party and it should be oriented towards the journey of socialism. On a different occasion, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli reiterated that the current coalition government was formed to advance the country to prosperity by ending political instability. Addressing a program on the occasion of the 21st National Japu Day celebrations in Basantapur, Kathmandu yesterday, the Prime Minister said the ruling coalition aimed for political transformations in the country. Expressing his view on the National Japu Day, the Prime Minister said the Newari culture is enriched by its historical values and originality. He also pledged to increase funds for the promotion and protection of the Newari culture. Minister for Home Affairs Ramesh Lekhak says the government is aware of the guarantee of human rights of each citizen. Speaking at a press meet organized by the Nepal Press Union Chitwan yesterday, the Home Minister claimed that the current investigations against the chairperson of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Ravi Lamichhane, are being carried out as per legal provisions ensuring his human rights. On a different note, the Home Minister said that consensus from all political parties would be ensured to amend the constitution. The Home Minister said the constitution should be amended to strengthen the Federal Democratic Republic and the inclusion. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Badri Prasad Pandey has proposed to the government of Cambodia for operating a direct flight from Cambodia to Gautam Buddha International Airport, Bhairava. During a meeting with Cambodia's Minister for Cults and Religion, Chai Borin, in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Pandey informed that about the subsidy that the government has ensured for airline companies operating flights at the Pokhara and Gautam Buddha International Airports. During the meeting, they also exchanged views on developing a Buddhist circuit by connecting major Buddhist destinations in both countries and cooperating in areas of art, music, tourism and culture. Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari has embarked on a 5-day official visit to the Republic of Korea. Minister Bhandari left for South Korea to reach various agreements on the occasion of the completion of 50 years of establishment of diplomatic relations between Nepal and the Republic of Korea. Minister Bhandari's secretariat informed that during his visit, Minister Bhandari and the Minister of State of South Korea will sign a Memorandum of Understanding on trading investment. Discussions will also be held on inviting Korean investors to invest in Nepal. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero raichau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. चाइना र इन्डियामा हाम्रो यही प्रिपेड मोबाइल मजाले चल्छ बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *14*15 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A Black Day is being marked nationwide today in the protest of the extermination of the first people elected government and parliament on the back of the then Royal Nepali Army. The then king, Mahendra, had arrested and imprisoned several popular leaders, including the first people-elected Prime Minister B.P. Koirala, and introduced the party-list panchayat political system in the country nearly 6.5 decades ago on Pus 1st, 2017, Bikram Sambat. Popular leader B.P. Koirala and other leaders were arrested while they were attending a program organized by Nepal Tarun Dal, the youth wing of the Nepali Congress, and imprisoned for 3 months in Singhadarbar and then in Sundarizal. Various organizations, including Nepal Tarun Dal, have been observing the days as a black move against democracy in the political history of Nepal. Nepali Congress and Nepal Tarun Dal are organizing several programs across the country to mark the day today. The Nepal Oil Corporation has revised the price of petroleum products effective from midnight. According to the corporation, the price of petrol has increased by 2 rupees per litre, while the diesel and kerosene have decreased by 2 rupees per litre. Now, some sports news update. Kathmandu Gurkhas and Sudarpashchim Royals registered victory in their respective matches in the Nepal Premier League NPL yesterday. Kathmandu Gurkhas defeated Biratnagar King by 1 wicket in the first match held at the TU Cricket Ground, Kirtipur. Kathmandu achieved the 118-run target to win posted by Biratnagar Kings in 18.1 overs at the loss of 9 wickets. Batting first, Biratnagar Kings had scored 117 runs in 19.5 overs, losing all wickets. Likewise, Sudarpashchim Royals defeated Pokhara Avengers by 5 wickets in the second match yesterday. Pokhara Avengers were all out in 19.4 overs while chasing the 154-run target to win set by the Royals. Pokhara Avengers were limited to 148 runs. With this win, Sudarpashchim Royals have secured a spot in the playoff, while Pokhara Avengers are already out of the tournament. Now on to some international news update. Israel's government has approved a plan to encourage the expansion of the settlements in the occupied Golan Heights. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he wanted to double the population of the Golan Heights, which Israel seized during the 1967 Six-Day War and is considered illegally occupied under international law. There are more than 30 Israeli settlements in the Golan Heights, which are home to an estimated 20,000 people. They are considered illegal under international law, which Israel denies. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. With the general influence of westerly wind across the country, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be mainly fair throughout the country today. The division has forecast partly cloudy weather in the hilly regions of Gandaki, Kadali and Sudarpashchim province and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight with chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Gandaki province. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is expected to hover around 3 to 5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is expected to hover around 17 to 19 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost reached the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines again. Prime Minister and Chairperson of the CPN-UML, K.P. Sharma Oli, instructs party leaders and cadres to work actively to improve people's living standards. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak clarifies investigations against Rashtriya Swatantra Party chair are being carried out as per legal providence, ensuring his human rights. Sudarpashchim Royals qualifies for playoff, defeating Pokhara Avengers in Nepal Premier League, and Israel plans to expand Golan Heights settlements after fall of Assad. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.